我们的姊妹我们的弟兄们都谢谢你们的付出谢谢你们的刚才表演
So first of all I wish everyone a happy Christmas on behalf of myself and the church
让我代表我自己呢和教会呢祝大家圣诞愉快
And thank you for coming to church this year
谢谢大家今年也来参加来到我们当中与我们团契
And I hope you can join us next year hopefully most of the Sundays
也希望在新的一年当中我们可以继续的与你在主里面有团契
I'd just like to quickly say a couple of words is that you know in 2024 when we look back at the news there's lots of things that's happened in the world
那我们回顾2024年在新闻当中我们看到很多可能很各种各样的新闻
No matter how we try to live our own lives whether you like it or not it actually affects our own lives
不管我们怎么尝试去改变我们的生命，但是我们的生活都会受到外界这个世界的改变的影响。
I mean, right now in London, there's about 6 different viruses going around.
那么在伦敦这个城市当中，你看到大大小小的那种暴乱啊，正在发生。
And so keep safe and be healthy.
那么大家来在主里面有保守安平安和健康。
But there's lots of things that we cannot control.
其实除了我们很多东西是不在我们的能力范围。
Like the wars that we see in the world, and then it affects the food prices, affects the petrol price.
看我们看到在世界各地发生的战乱，会影响我们的经济的变动，我们的食物的价格，我们生活的变动。
And the worst of all, it affects our jobs.
那么可能也会影响到我们，以至于影响到我们的工作。
And with anxiety and fear, we take it back home, and it affects our homes.
可能我们回到家中，我们带着这种焦虑和担忧回到家中，会影响我们的家人。
So what I'm trying to say to you, everyone is, without exception, we all face challenges in London, all over the world, and in our homes.
所以我想跟大家说的是我们没有一个人例外我们不管在伦敦还是世界的各地我们都会受到影响
So what do we do?
那么我们面对这种影响和变动我们怎么做呢
As a pastor I constantly been asked by people asking me what do we do?
那么我作为牧师很多人常常会问我这个问题那么我们面对这种变动应该怎么做呢
And the answer is right before us
那么其实答案就在我们面前
No matter what problems or challengesJoy or sadness, whatever, Jesus is the answer.
所以不管我们面对怎样的挑战、怎样的苦难，我们那个答案就是在耶稣里面。
Honestly, whether we are sick in the body, or we need to find a job, or we're fearful about our future, whatever challenge, Jesus is the answer.
所以不管我们面对怎样的挑战，不管是我们身体的疾病要得医治，我们需要工作，我们需要供应，我们需要任何的一些需求。耶稣就是这个问题的答案。
Today we hear a lot about Jesus in the play and in our songs.
今天我们在我们的表演当中，我们的表演当中或者诗歌当中，我们听到很多关乎耶稣的事。
And why is Christmas so important to us?
为什么圣诞节对于你我来说这么的重要呢
？It's not just a happy time, but it is a time that God 2,000 years ago provided us with the answer.
不光只是一个节日来庆祝，而是在2000年以前。主为我们提供了这个答案。
And if you do not know Jesus today, I wholeheartedly recommend you to find out about who Jesus is.
如果今天我们当中有人你还没有认识耶稣，我全心的来邀请你，鼓励你来认识这位主。
And those of us who know Jesus already, trust Jesus.
对我们当中，你已经接受了主、认识主的，那我们要继续的来信靠他。
Because he is the one that could bring peace and stability in your life.
因为只有主会在我们的生命中带来平安和稳定。
And this is not just something for the future in heaven, but now on earth.
不是说等到我们去了天堂以后才能享受这种平安，而是在此时此刻在地上就能得享这种平安。
Because Jesus is the gospel.
因为基督他就是福音。
The gospel is Jesus.
福音也是关乎耶稣。
Christmas is the gospel.
圣诞节就是这个福音。
The gospel is about Jesus.
那么这个福音这个好消息也是关乎耶稣的。
The word gospel means good news.
那么福音的意思是好消息。
And God, Jesus is good news to every human being.
那么耶稣是对全人类的一个好消息。
Because the gospel message is about Christ coming to the earth.
因为福音这个好消息的内容是关乎耶稣基督降世为人。
And as we saw in the children's nativity prayer, and play, there was a verse saying, peace on earth and goodwill to man.
那么刚才我们看到那个主日学小朋友他们表演的那个节目，他们那个剧的时候，我们看到有段经文是说，至高在在地上平安归于神所喜悦的人。
That is the gospel message.
这就是这个福音的讯息。
Jesus is the gospel.
基督就是这个好消息。
He is the good news.
他就是那个好消息。
The baby in the manger is the good news.
这个婴孩降生在马槽里就是这个好消息。
Peace on earth, goodwill to man is the message.
那么平安赐予在地上的人也是这个好消息。
An invitation from God.
这是从神来的一个邀请。
That I will give you peace.
是神说我会赐给你平安。
That I will make you at peace with me.
我会让你与神和好。
That I will make you peace with one another.
我会让你们之间有平安。
The goodwill of God is the grace.
神给我们的这个意愿就是恩典。
Without us doing anything.
不需要我们做什么。
God only requires faith.
神只需要我们信心。
If we can believe in that.
只要我们相信神所做的一切
then we can have peace with him,
我们就能与神和好
and peace with one another.
众人之间有平安
and that's why there is no peace on earth at the moment.
这是为什么在世上我们看不到平安
because the moment we forsake God, the moment society rejects God,
因为当这个世界或这个社会拒绝基督的时候
we become God ourselves.
我们就成为自己的神
because God sets the standard of what is right and wrong.
因为神已经设定了这个正对与错的标准。
Without God, we have to set what is right and wrong.
如果我们拒绝了神，我们自己要设定这个标准。
And that is why nation rises against nation, political parties against another party. Everybody say, I am right and you are wrong.
所以看到国与国、民与民、政党与政党之间有争乱，就是他们要按照自己的标准说，我是对的，你是错的。
And that is the root of the problem at home.
这就也是我们在家庭当中有矛盾的根源。
Exactly the same as society.
就跟在社会中的矛盾一样。
I am right and you are wrong.
我们总是觉得自己是对的，别人是错的。
Amen. That is the sin of the word that the what Adam and Eve on the tree when they ate the fruit of from what of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这是当亚当和夏娃他们吃的那个园子里面那个分别善恶树上果子的那个恶果。
Without God, we decide what is good and what is evil.
当我们没有神的时候，我们自己来决定什么是对，什么是错。
And Isaiah tells us, at the last days, what man sees as good, what is good, man sees it as evil. What is evil, they call good.
在以赛亚先知告诉我们说，在末后的时代，人会把善称为恶，把恶称为善。
And today in our society, we see that what we can obviously see as evil, they call good, and what is good, they call evil.
所以在当今的社会当中，这样的事情已经在发生。我们看到明知道是恶的东西，他们觉得是好的，是善的；我们觉得好的东西，他们却称为恶的。
So Christianity is seen as something evil.
所以很多人把基督教称为一种不好的、邪恶的东西。
Because the gospel, the Bible tells us, we should not do this, we should do that.
因为圣经教导我们不可做这个，而要做这个。
That is the way we should live our lives.
这是我们应该过活的一个标准。
Because that's what God tells us, what's right and what's wrong.
因为神为我们设立的标准，按照这个标准过活。
But if we do not have God in our homes, we do not have God in our society, we are God.
当我们在家中，我们的社会当中没有神作为我们的神的时候，我们就自己自当
为神。We decide what's right and wrong.
我们自己来做决定，什么是对错。
So let's, although we cannot change society so quickly,
所以我们现在靠自己的能力不能改变，很快的改变这个社会。
What we can change our home.
但是我们可以让这个改变在我们的家中发生。
Let's invite the good news into our home.
让我们把这个好消息带到我们的家中。
Invite Jesus to our home.
把耶稣带到我们的家中。
So before we argue with each other.
所以当我们夫妻之间或者我们家人之间彼此争论的时候。
Let's search the scripture in order to know what's right and what's wrong.
让我们先静下心来查找经文，看来神说的谁是对，谁是错。
Because the gospel will convict us.
因为神的福音会来感动我们。
So that to such an extent we can say to our wives and our husbands, I am wrong.
可能到一个地步，让我们自己可以认罪，可以悔改，可以对彼此认错。
Sorry.
可以说对不起，好像我做错了。
That's hard, isn't it?
是靠我们自己是很难做到的。
But with God, it is easier. Makes it easier for us to apologize.
但是如果有神的帮助，会让我们很容易能放下我们的脸面来认错。
Because it is possible for you and I to be wrong.
因为你和我都可能犯错。
Amen. And sometimes it's good to realize you are wrong.
其实很多时候，当我们认识到自己的错误，其实未必是一件坏事。
Because when you realize you are wrong,
当我们认识我们做错的时候
，when you read the Bible or when you heard the gospel,
当我们读圣经或者听到这个好福音
，that is evidence that God is in your life.
其实是一个证据，说神就在你的生命当中。
So I speak to the Christians.If you insist that you are always right, is God really in your life?
所以当我们对基督徒说，如果我们基督徒认为我总是对的，那我想问你问题：神是不是在你生命当中呢
？Is Jesus God or are you God?
如果神是神，如果耶稣是神，那你自己会是神吗
？If you are always, if you insist that you are always right, is God really in your life or are you God? Is your household who is God? Is it you or is it Jesus?
所以在你的生命当中，你如果坚定不移的相信你总是对的，你绝对是对的，那么你是不是觉得是你自己就是神呢
？If Jesus is God in your home,
但是如果基督在你的家中是王的话，
then there's a gift of repentance.
那么其实神会赐下一个悔改的礼物。
There is forgiveness.
有一个饶恕的恩赐。
Amen. When your husband or your wife realize he is wrong or she is wrong.
当如果做丈夫或做妻子认识到自己做错的时候
If there is God in your home,
如果我们家中有神的同在
Then the other party should say, I forgive you.
那么另一个 另外一半配偶呢会说
Amen?
我原谅你我饶恕你
The most important conversation is, I am sorry.
那么可能最常见的一个对话就是哦，我做错了对不起
And the other person say, I forgive you.
那么另外一半会说好我原谅你
If this has not happened in 2024, make sure 2025 is your favorite words. I am sorry. I forgive you.
如果这样的对话在2024年没有在你家中发生，愿2025年这个对话成为你们家中最常用的一个对话。
Because if you can do that,
因为如果你可以这样做的时候
it is evidence that you love Jesus.
其实是成为你爱耶稣的一个证据。
Amen.
Amen.
If you refuse to believe you are wrong, then you are God.
如果 你拒绝去相信你自己会做错的话，其实你就把你自己当神了。
你是皇帝。
你觉得你是，你是。
Then you believe you are the emperor.
因为你觉得你是皇帝。
Amen.
你是王。
There is only one king.
但是我们知道只有一位王。
That's King Jesus.
那就是我们的君王耶稣。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in 2025, let's honor Jesus.
让我们在新的一年当中来尊荣我们的主。
With the way we live our lives.
按照我们过活的方式来尊荣他。
That we can say sorry to our children.
当我们能对我们的孩子道歉的时候。
And hopefully our children will learn to forgive us.
希望我们的孩子能学会在基督里面饶恕、原谅。
And as parents, you don't always have to be right.
因为做父母的你不是每次都是对的。
Your kids are longing to hear you say, you know, kids, although I'm great, but I'm sometimes wrong.
其实可能孩子很想听到，可能做父母的说一句话，虽然我们很常常对，但是可能我也有犯错的时候。
But in the marriage, if people keep saying, I am always right, and then the wife say, I am never wrong.
如果在一个婚姻当中，两夫妻好，那个丈夫说。我从来不会错，然后另外一半说我总是对的话。
Amen. That's the kind of conversation. I am always right, and then the other one says, "I am never wrong."
就是如果两个人真的说的对话，就是哦，我不会做错，那我永远都是对的。
You will never have peace in your home.
如果你们是这样的心态，家中会永远没有平安。
But if we can humble ourselves,
但是如果我们可以谦卑我们自己
，allow Jesus to be king.
让耶稣在我们家中做王
God in our homes,
在我们的家中
then there is peace.
那我们的家中就一定会有平安
And then the grace of God
神的恩典
will fill the areas that you lack
也会充满我们所缺乏的地方
and it will prosper your family
让我们的家得丰盛。
Because the Bible in chapter, as we heard for the children say in chapter 6, if we do not forgive, then the Father in heaven cannot forgive us.
刚刚我们听到小朋友他们那个读那个马太福音第六章的经文说，如果我们不饶彼此饶恕，我们在天的父也不饶恕我们。
Have you noticed in your homes in 2024 some things doesn't work?
有没有注意到在2024年，你家中的有些事情总是行不通，总是搞不定？
Doesn't seem to answer your prayers.
感觉好像在那个方面，神总是没有垂听你的祷告呢。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you have not forgiven.
就是因为你还没有学会饶恕。
And God will not hear you.
神，除非你饶恕，神很难听你祷告。
But if we learn to allow Him to be King and say sorry,
如果你真的让神做你生命中的王，你愿意去道歉的话
，God hears us.
神就会真的听我们。
Amen. Do not hold on to unforgiveness.
不要抓住那个不饶恕的东西。
Amen. Unforgiveness belongs to the devil. Don't forgive the devil.
那么这个不饶恕，你要只是针对仇敌的、恶魔的。
But forgive everybody else.
那除此以外，你要饶恕你身边的人。
Because that is the goodwill of God.
因为这是神所赐给我们的一个好意。
That without us doing anything.
如果我们不做这样的事情，我们什么不用做什么
？He forgives us.
我们什么都不用做，神就原谅了我们。
If God can forgive us,
如果神都可以原谅我们
，we can forgive one another.
我们同样也可以彼此饶恕。
Let 2025 be the year of grace for you.
让2025年成为有神恩典的一年。
Where you truly live in peace.
在这一年当中，你能享受神的真平安。
Without enemies.
没有仇敌的工作
，without bitterness，
没有苦毒在里面
，without fear，
没有任何的惧怕
，without anxiety，
没有焦虑
，no matter what happens，
不管外面发生怎么样的风暴
，you learn to forgive，
你能学会饶恕
，and you learn to receive forgiveness，
那么你也学会去领受饶恕
，amen， it takes humility to receive forgiveness。
其实这个需要我们谦卑，我们自己来领受这个饶恕。
It takes for humility to say to your children, "Will you forgive me?"
其实也需要我们一种谦卑，来到我们的神，可能需要对我们的孩子说：“你会原谅我吗
？”The first time I did that, it was hard.
当我第一次这样做的时候，哇，很艰难。
How come a parent ever apologize to a children?
哇，做父母的怎么可能去对给孩子道歉呢
？And I'm telling you, there are some people here today.Your problem at home, your children are not listening to you for a long, long time now.
我们当中可能有些人，你面对的问题在家中，你的孩子不听话，不听你的话，好像很长很长一段时间。
I just felt the Holy Spirit say to me, your answer is apologize to your children.
我感觉圣灵在对我说，你的问题的答案就是你要对你的孩子道歉。
Even though you feel you didn't do anything wrong.
可能你觉得你没有做错什么事
，But the truth is they feel that you have said something wrong.
但是关键是他们孩子自己心里觉得你做错了一些事情
，There's a misunderstanding.
或者你们之间有些误会
，But you who is more mature.
但是你是作为那个更成熟的一方
，Apologize.
你要迈出这一步去道歉。
It is good for parents.To humble themselves and apologize to your children.
就是父母，我们自己要降下我们的降杯哈，我们放下我们的脸面去跟孩子道歉。
Then we can have peace.
然后你会经历一个平安。
Who is God in your home?
你在家中谁是那位神呢
？Is it you or is it God?
是你自己是那个王呢，还是基督是王
？So I encourage you.
所以我鼓励大家。
In this coming year.
在新的一年当中。
May there be peace at home.
让我们家中有平安。
Because when there is peace,
因为有平安的时候
，No matter what happens in society,
不管在外面社会上发生什么事情
，There's always joy at home.
我们的家中都有喜乐。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, we are grateful that you are King today.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们真的如此感恩你是王。
You are reigning over our families.
你在我们的生命当中掌权作王。
Over our nations.
你在我们的国家作王掌权。
You are above all.
你在一切之上。
Help us as individuals.
主要来帮助我们每一个人。
In marriages and in family.
在我们的家庭当中，在我们的婚姻当中。
To learn to love one another.
帮助我们彼此相爱。
To forgive each other.
帮助我们彼此饶恕。
To show grace to each other.
让我们彼此赐恩与对方。
Father,
恩待对方。
At home and in our church.
在我们的家中，在我们的教会。
At work.
在我们的工作职场上。
In society.
在我们的社会当中。
Help us be gracious people.
让我们成为那个有恩典的人。
Help us, Lord, to be like you.
让我们更像你，耶稣。
Where we are at peace with one another.
让我们彼此 有恩待，彼此有平安。
Because we show grace, because we receive grace.
当我们我们赐恩于人的时候，我们就领受你的恩典。
So bless every family here today.
主要来祝福这里的每一个家庭。
And everyone that is hearing on the online.
也包括我们在网上来听，跟我们一起同团契的弟兄姊妹。
By honoring you at home.
主要在我们在家中尊荣你的时候。
Is we.Proclaim that you are our God.
我们来宣告你是我们的王。
And that this coming year we are blessed.
愿我们在新的一年当中蒙主的祝福。
Because Jesus is reigning over my family.
因为耶稣基督，你要在我的家中作王掌权。
And we uplift him as King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
我们要宣告你是那万王之王，万主之主。
So that nothing is impossible for my family.
所以在我的家中没有不能成的事。
My children will do well.
我的孩子会一切顺利。
They will succeed.
我的孩子会成功。
Because we honor you.
因为我们尊荣你主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, today's Amen. Service is over.
今天我们的聚会呢，到这里就结束了。
We will see you next, on 5th of January.
那我们下一次的聚会呢，就是在新年的一月五号这一天。
If you have any needs for prayer, come and to the front. We'll pray for you.
如果大家任何祷告的需求，可以到前面，我们为你带祷告。
Meanwhile, enjoy one another's fellowship and have some buns.
Yeah, 所以大家我们享受彼此团契。那么我们后面有一些餐包供大家享用。
Instead of mince pies.
然后哦，我们没有 mince pies， 然后我们有些包。
God bless you and a happy Christmas.
神祝福大家圣诞快乐。
Amen.
Amen.